Okay, up next will be Washington State coach Mike Leach. We're calling out to him now, and we'll have him on in just a minute.
Flexibility of the schedule, and then you just go about business as usual once you have that short day so everything runs together. And what most people on the outside don't realize, the busiest days are Sunday and Monday. So last time putting a game plan. So those days are extremely pressed with having one less day. And then as far as the holiday aspect of it goes, we're going to have a phone call on Wednesday. But other than that, you just sort of ignore the holiday. But they're all here together. I'm sure they'll find some things to amuse themselves. And then there's a bunch of guys from Spokane that may go over there in an evening or something, or close by. I mean, people aren't that far away, but we're pretty down to business on Thursday itself.
I'm sorry, Coach, you cut out a little bit on that. Are there things that you and your staff try to do to make up for a lack of normal practice time by the players during the week?
Well, we do have normal practice time.
Even with the short days, you still are able to get in that normal practice time?
I kind of answered all that. Your day's short, and you do the same regular days. You don't have a practice on Sunday, and you got to get your preparation in quick.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Mike, what do you feel like that the win in the Apple Cup, the way you won the Apple Cup last year, showing resilience in the fourth quarter, what did that mean for your program going into the offseason?
I thought it was important. I thought it did energize our offseason. It was a win over a quality opponent. So I was proud of our players. I think most importantly, it revealed some of the potential that we have. Everybody's capable of more than they think they are, and the more that
potential is revealed, you're bound to live up to it, you know?
Is there something that, you never know, I guess, when a team is going to sort of figure things out, but it seems like between the Arizona State game, you guys had an extra week of practice, but since then you've probably played your best football of the year. Is there something that was notable to you that seemed to click for them, or some confidence, or is there any explanation for why your team is playing so well the past couple weeks?
No, I think we're a young team and we've just steadily improved. But I guess the thing that I'm most happy with them is that nobody gave up or any of that stuff or flinched or, I mean, everybody just kept working, just pulled together and kept working hard.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, which one was harder, getting bowl eligible back at Texas Tech in the early years or in your current job?
We did it the first year at Tech. We did it the first year at Tech, and Tech had been to bowls more recently, probably here. Here was definitely harder.
Rivalry week, do you do anything different? Some coaches will have ex-players, write things to the team or come in to speak to the team, or is it more of a business-as-usual type mode?
Pretty much business as usual. Everybody's incredibly motivated for the game. I mean, if anything, you calm guys down,
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it, Mike. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you being on the call all season with us. Have a good week.
All right, thanks.
You bet. We'll see you.
All right, see you.